In a classroom at Reservoir Avenue Elementary on the south side of Providence, about 10 third graders in a special after-school art workshop are on deadline to finish making head lanterns in the shape of turtles. They're busy cutting away heads, tails, and legs, and making turtle shells out of papier-mâché as freelance artist Lisa Abadamarco comes by to staple their headbands. They're going to debut the turtle head lanterns at a parade later that weekend. Abadamarco asks her students to remind her what the parade and these lanterns are all about.
You guys remember some of the things we were talking about? What were some of the things we did?
People used to swim in there.
We're doing this to remind people to not pollute the water and to remember about how important the pond is.
That would be Mashapog Pond, tucked away in the Reservoir Triangle neighborhood. It's not safe to swim in Mashapog Pond or eat fish from it. It's too polluted, as you just heard from third graders. That's why every year, for the past 7 years, local artists, musicians, families, friends, educators, and scientists gather in a celebratory parade to raise awareness about Mashapog Pond's contamination and cleanup efforts. It's called the Urban Pond Procession. At this year's parade, children and adults walk through the residential and industrial neighborhoods around Mashapog Pond with handcrafted lanterns in the shapes of fish, birds, turtles, and houses. They're dancing and singing songs and chants. A member of the Narragansett tribe, Dawn Dove, leads a blessing in her native language and in English.
We gather our minds to greet and thank the sacred women and men and children who have come.
This year's parade honors families who were displaced in the 1960s when a neighborhood near the pond was bulldozed as part of what was called urban renewal projects. Others take part by reading ceremonial phrases about water in different languages.
What flows through my veins also flows through yours.
Lo que fluye a través de mis venas también fluye a través de las tuyas.
The procession concludes at J.T. Owens Park with more music, dances, poetry, a shadow puppet performance, and a short story about Mashapog Pond written and recorded by preschoolers who visited the pond to learn about its history and stormwater runoff.
They loved their pond, Mashapog Pond. But one day a person came
and he said, let's build a factory
and suck up all this water and put in this gooey stuff.
Creating the parade's art props, stories, poetry, and performances have allowed the young and old from different backgrounds to come together to learn about Mashapog Pond's health and history. One of Rhode Island's jewels, the Gora Manufacturing Company, operated at the edge of Mashapog Pond for more than 100 years and dumped its waste into the pond. That site is now owned by industrial conglomerate Textron. The old factory's toxic waste still plagues the pond's cove. The Urban Pond Procession got started sort of by accident. In 2007, the Department of Environmental Management put up warning signs around Mashapog Pond to discourage people from fishing and swimming at the pond. The signs listed a state health department phone number.
And I was questioned about putting up more signs. And I said, we don't put up signs.
That's the health department's Bob Vanderslice. The warning signs were only in English, and many non-English speaking families were eating fish from the pond. He started to get complaints about those signs.
I tried to convince them that they needed to go to the city. The city makes signs. They erect signs. It's the city's property. Go talk to the city. And they just said, you know the city's not going to do anything about this. Go put up signs.
Vanderslice describes putting up signs as a thankless job because signs often get vandalized and destroyed.
So I went to the Textron and said, would you give us $5,000? To get an artist to actually work with the community, because if it's the community signs, maybe they'll stay there and they won't get destroyed.
Textron agreed, and Vanderslice commissioned local artist Holly Ewald to do the signs. Ewald went to a public meeting about the pond's cleanup as part of her research. She noticed mostly government and Textron officials at the meeting.
They were trying to speak to the public about how they were going to clean it up, but the public wasn't there. So I thought, they need more than signs. I need to do something on the streets.
So she started to brainstorm with people. She spoke to a former state representative of that area.
And he said one thing to me that really stuck in my mind, and that was, well, you know, 2 feet from the water's edge up is public land. And I thought, okay, well, we can go through everybody's backyard with our signs and raise a ruckus.
And someone else asked her if she wanted to do a protest or a celebration.
And I said, I want to do a celebration. I mean, this is a beautiful pond and we need to clean it up.
The health department's Bob Vandersleis remembers that very first parade. Ewald had worked for nearly a year with neighborhood schools, the local Cambodian temple, and so many others to create fish costumes and other art props for the parade. It blew Vandersleis away.
The neighborhood came together and said, you know, we care.
To stop himself from choking up, Vandersleis gets up from his chair to show off some of the first silk screens of things like fish and trash in bright shades of blue and green made by children.
So Holly started making silk screens with the kids. These are some of them. Naturally, you can't see them on audio, but they're wonderful, wonderful silk screens that kids did and carried in the parade. These were some of the first signs.
The signs around the pond today depict these children's designs with information in English and in two of the local neighborhood's dominant languages, Cambodian and Spanish. Vandersleis says it's through these art projects that kids quickly realize the pond isn't suffering only from the legacy of Gorham's toxic waste.
It was the soda bottles and the street runoff and the dog poop and everything else that once Gorham was all cleaned up, they still weren't going to be able to swim in this pond. They still weren't going to be able to eat the fish.
Urban Pond Procession director Holly Ewald has always worked closely with the DM's Elizabeth Scott to make sure messages shared through these projects are factually correct.
And I think she's done a fabulous job of you know, taking the scientific information and technical information that is known about the pond and being able to then communicate it in very simple terms to all of those people who she works with, and then to be able to produce all this great art, performance art, and other visual arts to be able to communicate the issues with the pond.
The procession takes place once a year, but the work that goes into it, raising the pond's visibility, happens year-round. And Bob Vandersleis says that's keeping people safe.
As a public health official, I just wanted to put a big fence around it and say, go away. This is a bad place. Don't go there. Be safe. That's not what we need. We need a reason to celebrate, embrace that history, clean up that environment, and make it a beautiful place.
No one knows when it will be safe to swim in Mashapog Pond or eat its fish. Cleanup efforts are still underway. People say the Urban Pond Procession has brought much deserved attention to a place described as sick and long forgotten. The movement has sparked other projects around the pond, and now people are excited about the pond's potential to be an even greater asset to its neighborhoods.
There must be 10 feet of documents if you just put the stack that had to do with this site. And they don't tell us anything about how to really fix it. The signs tell us how to fix it. They tell us that you need the kids in the community to be involved and the members of the communities to be involved. And you need things in three languages that people can understand.
Vandersleis says the cost of cleaning up toxic sites can be extraordinary, and all the artists and storytellers behind the Urban Pond Procession tell us that the Mashapog Pond cleanup is worth it. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.